We are up to Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Nesiyas Kapayim. We're up to Siv Beis. We will be doing Sifin Beis and Gimel. Kol Kohen She'ein Bo Echad Mi'advarim Hama'akfim. Any Kohen who is allowed to do Birkas Kohanim because he is not suffering from one of those things that one cannot have to do Birkas Kohanim. In other words, a Kohen who is kosher for Birkas Kohanim. Im Eina Olo L'duchin, if he chooses not to go, even though he has been mevatel a mitzvah asay, it's as if he broke three mitzvahs asay. Which three mitzvahs asay? Kosavarchu es bnei Yisrael, emor lehem, v'somu es shemiyah bnei Yisrael. See, even though the ikar asay is kosavarchu, the halacha is that he is considered having broken all three. Or almost as if he broke all three. Now the halacha is that the asay of Birkas Kohanim, even though it's a mitzvah daraisa, this mitzvah is not docha the los asay of a kohen being metame himself. The reason being that tumas kohen has an asay and a los asay. Even though we generally say asay docha los asay, an asay is not docha los asay va asay. Tumas Kohen has the Isser of Lo Yitamu, but also the Asay of Kedoshim Yiyu. Therefore, in a case where there is a nifter in a shul, and a Kohen is there, even if he's in the middle of Birkas Kohanim, he must stop and leave immediately. In a case where the nifter is in the building, but not in the shul itself, where you can close the doors and windows, there the tumah is only a tumah derabbanan, and the halacha is that if he is in Birkas Kohanim, the halacha is that he continues, whereas lechatchila, he should leave before the time for washing one's hands. Now, this halacha that a kohen is over if he is not ola leduchin, so the mechaber explains. When is this? Im hoyo bebeis haknesis kishakora kohanim, o im omr lo lalos olitol yodav. This is all if he was in the shul at the time they called for kohanim, or that he was told by the tzibur to go and wash his hands. The halachi is that if no one told him to go up or to wash his hands, he is not mevatel the mitzvah saseh. We learned that out of emor lahem, that it's only when they're told to go up. The Mishnah Brura is mistopic. What happens if an individual, not in the name of the Tzibur, say one of the Levim asked him to come wash his hands, if that too constitutes an Emor Lehem, in which case if he wouldn't go, he would be over. Now, the halacha is, we're going to learn later, that in order to be able to go up Leduchin, the Kohen had to be Oker Raglov Beritzei. In the Bracha of Avoda, somewhere in the Bracha of Avoda, he had to be Oker Raglov, move in the direction of going up Leduchin. So what happens if they called Kohanim, but he was not Oker Raglav Beritzei? Is he supposed to go up or is he not supposed to go up? It's usher for him to go up on the one hand. On the other hand, they called Kohanim and he's going to be mevatel it. The Mishnah Brura says that he should make sure to leave the shul in such a case so that he should not be there and be mevatel the mitzvah. As well as we're going to learn later that a Kohen should never really stay there if he's not going to Duchen, because people are going to think he's a Kohen Pussel, and word will get out that say his mother is a Grusha or a Chalutza. Now, the Bir Halacha comes out that what happens if they called Kohanim and he was not Oker Raglav, B'mezid, he wasn't Oker Raglav, and he remains for Birkas Kohanim, he is clearly over. Even though he wasn't Oker Raglav, but he was supposed to be Oker Raglav. And if he wasn't Oker Raglav, he is mevatel the mitzvah. What happens if he leaves before Nesiyas Kapayim? So at first, the Bir Halacha is mistapek. His maskana is that if he does not go up at the time that the Kohanim go up, and instead he leaves, his leaving itself is a bittel of the mitzvah. This applies even if he was told to go up before Ritzei. So even though, generally speaking, they don't say Kohanim, the place to say Kohanim is just before Birkas Kohanim, if for some reason the Shliach, or the Gabbai, announced Kohanim before Ritzei, and he was there, and then he chose to leave after the Kohanim started going up, according to the Mishnah Brura, he is Mevatel the Asay. Siv Gimel now, Im Ola Pamachas Beyom Zeh Shuvein Ovra Afilo Omru alei. Afilo amru lo alei. The halach is you're only considered being mevatel the mitzvah if you didn't do Birkas Kohanim at all that day. If you already duchen that day, the halach is, even though they called you a second time and you didn't go, you weren't mevatel the aseh. Nevertheless, when you do go duchen, you make a bracha. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. You could do Birkas Kohanim as many times as you're called to go up and do Birkas Kohanim. A Kohen, for example, can go from shul to shul and say Birkas Kohanim many times. If they call Kohanim and he doesn't go up, it's not a bit lasse, but if he does choose to go up, he can certainly make the bracha.